Or was a presentation of our previously recorded show.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, 7:05 in the morning, November the 23rd. Tomorrow is the big day, the gobbler, the day where people get together, the most traveled day today and tomorrow in the country this during this week. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting. And the chat room is now officially open on KCNR1460.com. And speaking of being officially open, there's Bad Bob.
And I would interject at this point that since this program will be serving double duty, you may be hearing this actually on Thanksgiving Day, so happy Thanksgiving if it is appropriate.
It is. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope everybody is with families and loved ones and is having a good Thanksgiving. And thank you so much to places like the Good News Rescue Mission and Loaves and Fishes and so many others out there that help people that are less fortunate. So our hats are off to you on these. Linda is on assignment today, and we'll return when we return. And so then it means, Bad Bob, that you now have the news. I mean the weather.
Yes, indeed. Looks like we got a chance of showers throughout the day. Look for a high of about 56 degrees. Increasing chance of showers. Then Thanksgiving Day will be rainy. So that would be today if you are, in fact, not watching a parade or a football game. And then as we head into the weekend, continued on and off showers. So be careful. We're looking maybe for some clearing starting on late Saturday. Currently 46 downtown. And this weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards is only a short trip up from Palisadro, well before Shingletown. Great food, great beverages, and the service is wonderful. We've had people actually call in on the show and just tell us what a great time they had there when they were up visiting the Anselmo Vineyards. You know, he's building a chapel up there, and they've put the bells in, and it's just a beautiful church that he's put up there for his faith. The other today we're going to be talking to a lady that has a great story about tenacity and survival. But also, today is your day. Today is open line. We purposely kept this, extra guest off today so we can talk about what you want to talk about. And there's all types of things already flying around in the chat room, like the debate last night. Did Newt really say is that let the illegals stay? Well, we're going to find out about that. We're going to talk about, all the great news that's on the Record Searchlight, front page. Home sales go down, crime on the rise, people go into jail, and they're changing the name of a restaurant. You know, it's all big news there. I'm surprised, Bad Bob. What's going on with Walmart, Walmart, Costco, and something else?
Yeah, I found it interesting. Stocks of local interest, including Walmart, and I'm like going, okay, well, going they are down. A major employer, yeah.
That's weird. I mean, this is, if you've been watching different shows, these Walmart commercials coming out, with the Ninja Saver and all these, women, I mean, they've been humorous, as have been the Target commercials. Of course, you see them every 3 minutes if you're watching commercial TV.
I do have a theory I'd like to talk about when we come back.
Okay, yeah, we got to take a quick break here. We come back. We want to talk about the Shulman trial. We've had comments in the chat room. Also, of course, we want to talk about Newt Gingrich. We want to talk about crime on the rise here in Reading. We also, what is your thought? What is your thought here about the about that trial? It is. The trial itself, the Martinez case, probably helped bring down the Benito administration there as the DA. And then he was found guilty, but not of manslaughter. Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot. I've got all my sisters
with me. This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl and the Bot. Yes, it is 7:12 in the morning, November the 23rd. What's that temperature? I know that temperature's not right.
We're looking at about 46 degrees.
46. Okay. All right. Here's your first Turkey Day trip. Hint. Get on the road early. The weather is not going to be there for us. It's going to be raining. Bad Bob, of what I understand. And AAA is offering their holiday traveling tips. And number one is, of course, get on the road. 4.5 million of some 5.3 million Californians planning to travel 50 miles or more are going to do it in a car. What does that tell you? 4.5 million of some 5.3 million Californians planning to travel 50 miles or more over the upcoming four-day holiday weekend will do it in a motor vehicle. And trust me, you go, oh, it's not too crowded around here. Head south about an hour and a half and see what happens. And then, of course, don't be speed. California Highway Patrol says that they are going to be keeping a close watch for speeders. Which, what does that indicate to you? Yes, you're going to, a lot of people pulled over. We won't let Linda drive. And for people not wearing their seatbelts and people on cell phones. And here's another hint for you. Fill your gas tank today before you leave tomorrow. And let me see what else. If you're going to the Sierra Nevada up in the mountains, you should have a survival kit, a small shovel, basic first aid supplies, flashlights, cell phones are fully charged, water, blankies, anything that might need in case you get stuck up in the mountains. All right. let's talk about what happened there at that trial. You know, Adam Martinez was killed over two years ago in a bar called the Ice. He was, by all accounts, the video show, he was standing there talking to a young lady who was, in this case, Shalman's girlfriend, who came up, Shalman came up and punched him from the side. Martinez went down, head banged on the ground, it appears, went to ICU and really never came out of it and died. The former District Attorney Jerry Bonito said, you know, I've taken this, I've taken all the evidence, I've shown it to people, I cannot get a conviction here for manslaughter. As it turns out, Bonito was right. And when I asked him, well, what about battery? He says, if you can prove battery, you can prove manslaughter. Because that means that you purposely hit somebody. And it's, and in this sense, what happened is that Shalman was found guilty of battery. Of battery causing great bodily injury. But not of involuntary manslaughter. Bonito was right about he wouldn't get an involuntary manslaughter. But they did get a battery. They did get a battery conviction with great bodily injury. And guess what, Bad Bob? The sentence is the same.
Yeah.
4 years.
Okay.
4 years. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, why would... Because, you know, that was the big question 2 years ago was, well, can't you get him for at least hitting him? No, because if you can prove you hit him without cause, then you should be able to prove involuntary manslaughter. I guess what they said was is they did not take the involuntary manslaughter part of it. But they did say he hit him without cause and caused great bodily injury, but he didn't mean to kill him, so they're not going to do that involuntary manslaughter thing. It's strange
to
me.
Well, if he didn't mean to kill him, that would be involuntary by definition.
Yeah, that's confused. What I mean. I am confused, and we have our lawyer, Lucky, comes on. We need to talk to Lucky about that. What's the differences in this? Is, I mean, you hit somebody, he goes down, he dies, and it becomes battery with great bodily injury, but not involuntary manslaughter. Anyway, people said they were there. They were the standing room only in the court. And question is, does this mean that the Martinez family, father and mother and step parents, does this bring closure to them? I mean, I know there's a civil trial going on. I don't think probably you're going to get $1 million out of this guy. But does this mean closure for the family? I hope so. I've met the father, and I've talked to the mother on the show, and I just... I hope that that's what happens, is that this allows them to move on, that there isn't something out there hanging. Okay. All right, I hate to bring this up, but I'm going to. Dancing with the Stars, after I went berserk yesterday, talking about the Kardashian. All right, you know, I am not somebody that really watches, you know, just regular TV. Probably because I got into the Dancing with the Stars thing last year for Shasta Women's Refuge. And realize just, you know, it's not really easy and you can really make a fool of yourself. But you can only make a fool of yourself in front of 900 people here at the Cascade Theater. There, you can make a fool of yourself in front of millions of people. Anyway, they've gotten down. But there was one of the people that was dancing. I mean, I had my, you know, there was, you know, Chaz Bono. And it's, I'm not going to go there. Chaz Bono, who was an activist and author. And then you had all these different people that were athletes. I mean, you know, like a world class soccer player. The goalie for the America's women's team was there. You know, on and on. But there was one young man. His name is J.R. Martinez. He was an Iraqi war veteran who had been on patrol and been hit by an IED. And the IED, besides the explosion, also had fire. And so... Corporal Martinez lost his left ear. He was scarred on his left side. He came out of that with the ability to overcome his adversities. And they were looking for a wounded veteran for a TV show. It was like a soap opera. And they selected him, and he did so well that they started writing in a regular part in for him. And then he was invited to do this Dancing with the Stars. And all I can say is that he showed great tenacity, a great attitude, enthusiasm, and he had talent. He could dance. Several times got perfect scores. And it came down to last night between him and Rob Kardashian, who also has shown a great deal of improvement from the beginning, and the Iraqi veteran, J.R. Martinez, won the Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, now.
And you know what? And here I am. It's just a TV show about dancing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I got wrapped up in it. Yes, I voted for the first time, and I probably won't again. But this young man epitomizes everything that an American should be. He defended his country. He volunteered to defend his country. He was wounded during this time. He came back from those tremendous wounds. And I'm telling you, these are tremendous. If you see his face, and his face has been damaged, and his side is damaged severely. He came back from that. He didn't let him stop. He didn't quit. He was, you know, like America, who is tenacious and keeps moving forward. He used his natural abilities, and he worked really hard, and he never stopped. When he made a mistake, he took responsibility for it. He said, yeah, you know, I was off on that. I just, you know, I didn't do that correctly. He didn't blame the judges. He didn't say the judges were against him like many of the others did. He took his licks, and he kept coming back, and he kept trying to get better. He kept pushing it, and he never quit. What a great young man that is. And you know what? I'm proud of the fact to say that he was a soldier and a warrior for America. I mean, there are so many things out there you kind of cringe when you look at things, but this young man epitomizes what's right.
Does this country have a sort of schizophrenia? And let me explain what I'm thinking here. The group in power, elected by the populace at large, largely regards the military, at best, as a necessary evil, if you think about all the stuff that has been said by the administration. But when this young man comes on, we all get behind him. So on one hand, we regard our veterans with this disdain as a nation, and yet we get behind them. There's a schizophrenia here that I just haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, it is weird. Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. 7:21 in the morning. It's November the 23rd. It's 46 degrees. Get some rain. Just remember, hey, tomorrow is Turkey Day. We're going to be talking about what these holidays mean. And also, what's going on is with the crime here, right here in River City. Come on back after these.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Wait a minute, was that too effervescent? Yeah, welcome back.
I like it.
Okay. Carl in the bottom. Linda's on assignment, 7:24, November the 23rd. Let's talk about... Hey.
For those just joining us, this you may be hearing this broadcast on Thanksgiving, so just a reminder, you're really not confused. It could be Thanksgiving if you're hearing the repeat.
That's right. So happy Thanksgiving. You know, on Thanksgiving, don't eat bread. Stuff it up a turkey, eat the bird.
I wondered where that was going.
Well, you know what, my daughter sang that to me. Gosh, it's got to be like 50 years ago. And why does that, something like that sticks in your head? It's kind of scary. But just, you know, but here's one of the problems. You ever wonder why, gosh, I just forgot what I was doing?
Oh,
it says here, new research from the University of Notre Dame psychology professor Gabriel Radvansky suggests that passing through doorways is the cause of memory lapses. You know, like when you go into a room forgetting what you're going to do?
Dyskinesia.
Or get or find. Exiting or entering through a doorway serves as an event boundary in the mind, which separates episodes of activity and files them away. Recalling the decision or activity that was made in a different room is difficult because it has been compartmentalized. Well, you know what? I'm really glad to hear that was not my fault.
How
you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you end up someplace in the kitchen going, what am I doing in the kitchen here? You know? Or when Bad Bob walks through, I say, Bad Bob, push that button. He goes, what button? Anyway, they said they found the subject forgot more after walking through a doorway compared to moving the same distance across a room, suggesting that the doorway or event boundary impedes one's ability to retrieve thoughts or decisions made in a different room. This is not an excuse that if you go into a party, though, that when your wife walks through the room, she sees you over there holding hands with another woman because you have forgotten what you were supposed to be in there for.
Was this a government-funded study?
Oh, wait a minute.
Or they forget where the money comes from.
Well, he said he could tell us, except he walked in through the door, and it all went into a different file. You know what? You just... Well, you know, it was the... I can't help but think that it had to be government-funded somehow. You know, this, trying to do the plausible, you know, deniability. Hey, there is something, but... Our elections coming up, you know, as after the primary, in the general election, only the two largest vote getters go into the general. And they've got a lawsuit against Prop 14. And they're challenging it, and they're saying it's unconstitutional. And it's not from the Republicans or the Democrats. It's from the, I take it back. It is the Democratic Party. They're on behalf of 8 voters registered with the Democratic, Green, Libertarian, and Peace and Freedom parties. They have to be able to, if they're going to be a viable party, they have to get at least 2% of the vote in the general election. And what this does, it bars every small party from getting in there. If it's the two largest vote getters, unless you have a large Libertarian or Green community or Peace and Freedom community that's voting to get your people in there, essentially they're right. You know, when you, like up here, the chances of having a Democrat and a Republican up here in the North State running for office are slim. It'll probably be two Republicans. The chance of having a Republican on the ticket in San Francisco anywhere for the general election is probably really slim. You know, so when you get into these things and you think about it, it does. It takes away the rights of people in these parties to be able even to exist and even be seen anymore. So this is another, is this another ploy by the two major parties to push away anybody else, any independent that may have a chance of voting? You know, if I mean, think about it. If you're an independent and you're running as an independent, yet, and say, what if it goes into a three-way and you've got a chance, but it doesn't because it's just the top two vote-getters move forward. You know, a lot of people thought they did this because what it would do is give people a choice. Oh, you know, we could have two Democrats running. One would be less crazy than the other one. I say, oh, what about if you get two Democrats and each one of them is crazy and one's even crazier than the other one? And they get a vote. What happens if somebody runs against Pelosi that's crazier than and making decisions than Pelosi, and then they win?
That's not possible.
It's not possible? No, it is possible. No. You do not know the intellect of the San Francisco voters. No. You can't say nobody's going to get crazier than the people they have in there. You can't say that. I know that. Our listeners know that. The people in the chat room know that. What do you mean you can't get crazier when electing people? We can really get crazy out here.
I suppose
you're... This is California.
Yes, I will concede that one.
I'm going to take a break now. I'm going to come back. I think we have people who we're going to be talking to. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Make Wind River Casino your Monday Night Football headquarters. You don't want to miss the game. We know that. And that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our overtime sports bar and lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement where you can win a pair of Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers tickets. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you're here, swipe to win and play to win entries into our grand prize drawing. A table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Plus, hot seat drawing for free slot play. It's a win-win situation. Up for some beers and bites? Drink and appetizer specials. Catch your favorite team on five screens in the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Only at Wind River Casino can you fit all this hard-hitting game action into one package. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com, or better yet, come on down and join us for your greatest gaming experience ever at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino, your Monday Night Football gaming headquarters. Check us out on Facebook, Monday Night Football at Overtime Sports Bar.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught. It's 7:35 in the morning. It's 46 degrees. And happy Thanksgiving, because you're going to probably be hearing this also tomorrow. Also on Thanksgiving is what I should be saying. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the lattes and the coffees you want. If you're looking for that extra coffee or that special coffee for your Thanksgiving dinner, trot on down there to Tobacco and Brew, to Espresso Joe's. They've got all types of deluxe coffee beans there. They're doing Jack Frost. They have some with just a hint of almond and all these other great coffees down there on sale for the holidays. Plus, then, of course, then you can just kind of, walk through the doorway and into the humidor and pick up those great cigars that are there. And when you come back out, then you'll have something to do after that Thanksgiving dinner, is have a sit out there and relax with the family.
I've had occasion to obtain a coffee drink from the very well-named T&B Sweeties, and they are nice. They have actual personalities.
They are T&B Sweeties. They are absolutely a bunch of great ladies there that work there and professional, happy types that wait on you with lots of enthusiasm.
You ever notice the help at that nationwide coffee chain? It's like when they hire them, they take away a portion of the frontal lobe. They're all the same.
Well, they're not real. They're cyborgs. As opposed to the TMB cuties who are there, who are real. And, veterans get discounts there. Okay. Understand, people are talking about the debate last night, of course, and that, Newt saying that illegal should be able to stay. If they've been here a long time, they've been paying taxes, they're going to your local church, and they've got their kids and their grandkids here, they should not be uprooted and sent back to wherever they came. So, in other words, we have amnesty from Newt Gingrich. Is Newt leaning out there so he can out-amnesty the Obama administration? I'm wondering what else goes along with that. One of the things that was said was that it seems like the $1 trillion are taken out of the Defense Department is going to go into Obamacare. That should be good. Some comments about Ron Paul. Ron Paul just says, hey, look, there's not going to be any changes. He said, these are future cuts. There's no cuts now. And he's right. None of these cuts, if because the super committee failed. And by the way, did the super committee fail because it was supposed to? Was it just a red herring thrown out there saying, look, this is not going to work? If the Republicans are saying, look what happened in the 2008 elections. We could have fixed some of this. We could have prevented a lot of this from happening. But the Democrats just, piled on. Schumann saying, hey, these banks are going to fail. And sure enough, they did. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, these things could have been helped earlier, but it was an election year. They wanted to elect Obama, so they let things happen, and then it got out of control. So now the Democrats are saying, wait a minute, the Republicans are not helping us with this. They're not helping us make the economy better because, gosh, if the economy gets better, then Obama gets reelected. This whole thing is a travesty that two groups of people that are obviously intelligent people, you would hope they are, what are they in the pockets of, how many pockets are they in, that they can't get together and put together an economy, a budget that will fit what our country needs. Well, what is this? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Secrets. There's secrets. All the time, secrets. Speaking of secrets, the PUC, that was the Power Utilities Commission, is that what that is, in the state of California, Bad Bob? Did you know that, and I got this from Tom Elias in an article, in mid-November, they approved a contract with PG&E to buy 617 gigawatt hours from a yet-to-be-built Mojave Solar Development, which is owned by a Spanish firm. Oh, yeah. Now, what about this is, the facts about it is, it was the facts of how much it is and how much, this is going to cost has been kept a secret from the public. And if you were going to do a tax raise, which is a fee raise, of immense proportions that would double what you're paying, wouldn't you think that the public would need to know this?
This would be a good thing. Yeah.
This is your PUC, which are appointed by the governor for 5-year terms, but here's the best part. He can appoint them, but he can't fire them. Can you believe that? You can appoint them, but you can't fire them. They're probably making buku bucks if they're on this commission. Anyway, because they're doing this because one-third of the power in California has to come from renewables by the end of this decade. But no one has told the owners, the people that are paying the bills, when I say the owners, homeowners, business owners, the ones paying the bills, how much more they're going to have to pay for electricity. There has been said it will be at least twice as much as from conventional gas-fired plants. But how much more? 2 times more? 2.5? 10 times more? 20 times more? They're not saying. The bottom line is the consumers are going to be paying much more than they paid before, at least double what they were paying before. And all this is to make the green energy concept work. By the way, this Spanish firm, has over $1.4 billion in loan guarantees from the American public. $1.4 billion. So here you go. Here, you know, when you want to know why, you know, Occupy Reading, you want, you know, you want a cause. Occupy California, you want a cause. Go to Sacramento. Why don't you occupy Sacramento? If you shut them down, you'd be providing a great service. If you just go to Sacramento and shut down the legislature, that would be something to get together and march on. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Adamson's Peak Performance. For now through Thanksgiving, mention this ad and get $100 through Thanksgiving. Mention this ad and get $100 in DotFit nutritional supplements. Free with purchase of any regularly priced personal training package. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Celebrate the holidays at the Riverfront Playhouse with the classic Christmas play, It's a Wonderful Life. This faithful adaptation has all your favorite characters, George and Mary Bailey, Clarence, Uncle Billy, Violet, and of course, the Scrooge-like villain, Mr. Potter. Opens November 19th and runs through December 17th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Please note our new ticket outlet is the Cascade Theater. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office on Market Street in Reading or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Here's a bell. Teacher says every time a bell rings, Mango gets his wings.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta spring water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:45 in the morning, November the 23rd. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Hope everybody has safe trips. Hope everybody does has a good holiday. And here's a couple more tips from you. Of course, if you've been drinking, don't drive. You know, that's the big one. You know, a lot of times you go to the holiday dinners, have that little bit of wine and some champagne and two or three shots of Jack and then four more wines and then a brandy snifter at the end. Probably shouldn't be driving at that point. If you're going to be flying out of Sacramento, they're saying so far it looks good, but given the holiday crowds and new roads, parking changes, and a new automated people mover, it's a good idea to get to the airport 2 hours before your flight. Some airlines have changed terminals. Southwest is now over in Central Terminal B. And most parking fees are $2 more per day than last year. Daily Lot B is closed already. Now, so what it just means is that you have to get, any time you go to the airport, you get there early. So they can have time to go through all your stuff, look at what you're bringing, check your presence out, fondle the kids and the whole shooting match while you're doing that. Okay.
Run you through the electronic strip search machine.
I did that, and it was kind of cool. It was like, it's like a generic body there. And so, you put your arms out, and, it makes these strange noises, and then you get to see what's, on your body. And it goes down, if you have, it honed in on the zipper because I had nothing else left. I had nothing else left that could possibly make a noise. And it shows it, this little spot right down to where the zipper would be. But, it's just like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. It's just like an outline of a body, a male or a female. So it's not like showing like they used to, mm-hmm. Showing all the good parts. The
naughty bits.
The naughty bits. That's right. Okay. You know what? Two things have happened. We had an article in the newspaper. If you remember at the during the marijuana, when the meeting the city council had on taking down the not allowing the marijuana dispensaries to continue, they had somebody walked out of there because he had something in his hand that looked like brass knucks. And then, of course, then there was the screaming of the police state in Reading, and then there was something said when we had Occupy Reading in here Friday about the brutality of the police in New York, and I thought about that, and I thought about what they said about the police state in Reading. And probably because I had talked to the police chief afterwards, I didn't take a big thing out of it. But you know what? Today, the Record Searchlight brought up a point, and it's a good point. The man that was speaking, who had the chance to speak, and then he had gone over his time, but when he was finished, two policemen took him and took him out because he was holding in his hands some screws that were attached to a looks like a handle could have looked like a set of brass knuckles. Something like that. Well, as it turns out, they were screws that were taken from his back and put into a device. So it was a memento. Hey, look, this is what used to be in me, and now I don't need it. And part of the reason I don't need it is the fact I use medicinal marijuana. Great. But to say that that this chilled everybody and that you couldn't speak, I find that going a little bit far. But then again, you have to consider who was writing it. But then the other day when they were talking about brutality in the police in New York. And then, of course, the big thing is down in at Davis where the guys were sprayed. Now, the only thing I've seen is a number of these students or whatever they are. I'm not sure they're all students, but I think they're students. Had locked arms and said they weren't moving, and they were quiet. They didn't look like they were throwing anything or verbally assaulting the police officer, because this is the only thing you see. He walks by and he pepper sprays every one of them. And, of course, this has gotten people up into high disdain, high dungeon, that they're calling for not only them to be hung, burnt, and then sent away to some other places. They want the chancellor to be dismissed. They want her to resign because she said for them to clear the quad. And this, of course, does away with their right of free speech, which, of course, you know, in a university is, you know, if not, people can't get to classes, and eventually they have to clear it. So it's a morass. It's something that's kind of like you've allowed your children to do these things, and then now that they're doing it, that you're preaching for them to do it, that you want them to be like this, and now they're doing it. Now you're saying, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. But going back into the free speech and the brutality. When I hear brutality and I talk, you know, and I look at what happens, and I look at the brutality of somebody, you know, with a split lip, because that's what I saw from New York, and they were talking about the brutality. Yes, there was a guy in Oakland that got hit with something, but they're not sure where that came from. And of course, the guy that was killed outside the Occupy Oakland area there, not killed by the police, but just killed there. And I think about brutality, and I think about the places that I and so many other veterans around here have been throughout the world. And when you see brutality, you see what the local gendarmes do and the government that doesn't want you to speak. Brutality is not getting a busted lip and then being seen by emergency personnel and brought back and put in front of cameras so you can say I was brutalized. Brutality, when it comes down to it, is getting hit so hard your eyes pop out that they just beat you and they drag you away, and women are raped and never seen again. People are drug away, put in prison, because they've exercised the right of trying to have freedom of speech. Because they've tried to have it. They don't get fed. They don't get protected. They don't, none of this. No. Brutality. You know, before you use the term police brutality, think about really what you're talking about. You know, if those are terms that are to incite people. Yes, you may have somebody get a busted lip. You may have this. You may have somebody get pepper sprayed. You know, and the guy that did the pepper spray, and they've been suspended from work. Guess what? They may not work again. They may lose their jobs because they made that decision on pepper spraying people that was going to be a non-lethal and a non-lasting type of punishment. It wasn't even the strongest pepper spray. They were like in the middle, and they've already looked at it and in that. And not saying them doing it was right. I'm not saying that. But before you get into this big brutality thing, kids, you need to take a look back about maybe into our own country in the 60s when people were marching for civil rights. And they can show you what brutality was with dogs turned on them and hoses turned on them and people being taken out and killed and hung. You want to talk brutality? Take a look at that. You're sitting there getting food brought to you, having porta potties, you know, having tents. And that because that you're being arrested as easily as they can make it, it doesn't mean that what they're doing is right. But let's kind of put things in perspective. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Ghostbusters. Is that Ghostbusters?
No, that's I Want a New Drug, Huey Lewis.
I Want a New Drug. I Want a New Drug. Is pepper spray, does pepper spray count as a new drug? I mean, it gives you know, makes your eyes water and gives you a new vision of life.
Whatever the National Occupy folks are on.
Yeah. Now, come on.
Well, okay, they have some points.
They do have points. You know, the fact is, you know, there is a crisis here. I'm not sure absolutely. If we can blame it. I don't believe that there should be a class warfare going on, which is what they're doing. 1% against 99%. I mean, I don't believe that. You know, without the 1%, maybe it'd even be worse. Have you ever thought of that? So, do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, Amy, I had to really talk nice to her to get her to come on. Amy, we got about 2 minutes left. Amy, you had something nice to say to Carl.
Yes, I did. Carl?
Yes.
I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your last tirade.
I like to think of it as a small rant. But okay.
A small rant. No, really, I am so, you know, amen. I am so sick and tired. Our whole society has gone sissified,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. We
have, sissy.
You know, and somebody had a good point. They, you know, in the chat room, they said the chancellor says clear it. This is what they're not gonna, you know. So they said, fine, we'll clear it. And so when they sprayed them with the pepper spray, and people complained, the chancellor then fires, you know, puts everybody on administrative leave for doing what she said. I mean,
yeah, I'm just like you said, brutality. That's brutality. Oh, yeah. Come on, buck up, buddy. And you know, when I say sissified, just like all this bullying. we're making all of our kids and people sissies. What happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt? Come on, buck up.
Yeah, you know, and why aren't we playing some competitive games in the lower grades like dodgeball? Oh, no, somebody could get hurt and somebody...
I was just gonna say, you can't play dodgeball. Someone might get hurt.
Yeah, or somebody gets put out early. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Or what happens if you're not chosen for the team? So what you do is you practice harder. You get out there.
Yes,
you know what?
Exactly.
We've got to you know what? We as a nation have to start raising a group of winners. And I'm not, you know, I mean, we need to put into their little psyches that it's good to win. It's good to succeed. And if
competitiveness is okay.
It is okay.
Yes.
Because if we don't, those other countries that are raising their children like that.
Oh, we're doomed.
Our kids will go to work for them. Okay.
No. They'll be killed by him.
Well, yeah. Right, it could Amy, be, too. We got to run, Amy. Much. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
That was great.
Yeah, well, you know, it's right. We have got to be competitive. We have got people to – we've got to go back there and say being competitive is good. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Continues today, protesters demanding Egypt's military give up power, but today there is a halt to the violence, Dave.
Alistair, the CIA is refusing to comment on claims out of Iran that a dozen American CIA agents are in custody, accused of working with Israel to target Iran's military and nuclear program. The day after a small plane went down in Arizona.
We do not believe that anybody could have survived this crash.
But Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou says they're searching anyway for three men and kids on board when the plane crashed, six in all, and exploded. One child's body's been recovered so far. It's Thanksgiving.
Today, I'm thankful to serve as your president and commander-in-chief.
President Obama's called and personally thanked some service members, two each from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. The balloons are flying high. The float's on the move at the Thanksgiving parade in New York City.
The crowd of about 3 million strong is starstruck, like, yes, I am, too. We've just seen Santa Claus display full of gifts and his elves singing songs as they make their way down Central Park West on their way to Macy's on 34th Street, following giant balloons and marching bands. And we are now following their way down there. There are a lot of smiles here, a lot of smiles waving. Just happy to be here.
That's Jeff Manasso out in the crowd in New York City as Santa makes his way to Macy's in Midtown. And some Americans are out shopping before feasting. Kmart's open this morning. Walmart's open tonight. Many more open stores for midnight. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
You hear that? That's the sound of 68 million shopping carts being filled, 275,000 homes being built. Yep, that's the sound of a CSX train doing its part to move the economy forward. Sounds pretty good. CSX trains are the most efficient way to bring goods to market. See how at csx.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
As three American students look forward to freedom again in Egypt after being detained, there is a truce between protesters and security forces in Cairo today, brokered by Muslim clerics after nearly 40 deaths in violence this past week. In Yemen, five are reported dead in more protests. Demonstrators wanting the president to face trial for a crackdown on an anti-government uprising, but he has agreed to step down with immunity from prosecution. It's no holiday in Russia, now threatening the U.S. over our missile defense plan for Europe.
President Dmitry Medvedev says that Russia will aim its missiles at U.S. missile defense sites in Europe if Washington refuses to address Moscow's concerns of the U.S.'s plans to put a missile defense shield in Russia's backyard. Medvedev saying that if measures aren't taken to limit Washington's missile plans in Europe, Russia could deploy missile systems in the country's southern enclave of Kaliningrad. Medvedev adding that Moscow may opt out of the New START arms control deal and stop arms control talks if the U.S. goes ahead with its plans. Meanwhile, Washington says it will not change its plans. The Kremlin has long maintained that the shield is a threat to its nuclear forces. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
Hate crimes in Ohio's Amish country.
Seven members of a breakaway Amish group in eastern Ohio, including its leader, Sam Mullett, now under arrest, charged with hate crimes in haircutting attacks on other Amish, spooking a three-state Amish community.
We received hundreds and hundreds of calls, people living in fear. They're buying mace. Some are sitting with shotguns, getting locks on their doors.
Jefferson County Sheriff Fred Abdallah, who says cutting hair is highly offensive to the Amish, and describes one victim.
He ended up cutting his beard off and cutting his hair. When I saw the guy later, he couldn't even look up to me. Totally broken.
Mullett had said he wanted to send a message to other Amish to be ashamed of how they treated Mullett's group. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
It's quiet on Wall Street on Thanksgiving. No trading after another sell-off yesterday. Overseas, not much movement in Europe. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bot, 8:05 in the morning, November the 23rd. It is 46 degrees out there. Bad Bob, what's the weather going to be today? And let's go into tomorrow, too, because people are going to be traveling.
You may be listening to this show on Thanksgiving Day, because we will be repeating this episode on Thanksgiving. So
what's it look like today on Thanksgiving when you're traveling, but also...
Well, for Wednesday. High of 56, showers, and then Thursday, more of the same, showers off and on. We could see a break by Friday, but if you are going on the road for the holiday, please be careful. If you're going to the higher elevations, look for a chance of snow, slick roads, all that sort of thing. Right now, we've got 47 degrees in downtown Reading, and this, as are all our weather reports, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, only 9 miles up from Palo Cedro. Toward Shingletown, great food, great ambiance, spirits, and the people that work with you or wait on you up there are just outstanding. Now, I have been asked to sing the turkey song again, so here it comes. Are you ready? On Thanksgiving, don't eat bread, stuff it up a turkey, eat the bird. I learned that from my daughter 30 years ago when she was 6 years old. She came home from kindergarten. So, please, no. The accolades coming through the chat pack is just almost too much. Okay. All right. Hey, Linda's not here today. She's on assignment. And it's going to be Turkey Day tomorrow. But we've got somebody. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, I know Jeff Wurst, who runs Crackmaster. And let me tell you what. Here's a guy that guarantees his work. He can take cracks in your windshield that are up to 2 feet long and maybe longer and fix them. Have you heard that? I had one that was over 12 inches long in my windshield. He fixed it 2 years ago, and you can't see it. He has a special process where he takes it in, and you see people alongside the road that are doing. They say, we will fix your windshield, these little cracks in it. Just exactly, how are they going to fix it alongside the road there? You know, they come up and they do something with it, but do you think that's going to last? He guarantees his work. He restores it to a safe condition. And he's going to fix your guarantee. He's going to fix your the crack in your windshield or those small dots you get. And he guarantees the repair will not continue to grow or you get your money back. That's Crackmaster and Jeff Wurst. You can get him at 241-8373, and he's at 3208 South Market Street. Okay. After we do our Wells Fargo break, we've got some great people here. We want to talk about that. You know, it's good feeling for Thanksgiving and the holiday season. But this is Carl and DeBott. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about how alpaca can impact in your life. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join us this Sunday on We the People Radio with crime and realignment of prisoners, all things economic, difficulties for everyone. It's time to look out for yourself.
You're a downer, Elizabeth.
I'm sorry about that.
We're going to be talking to some fun people, though. We're going to be talking to Cameron Gamble from Project Taken. We have some other folks in the studio with us this week. Cameron, give them a synopsis.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this. We're going to talk about this one-day seminar that we call Project Taken, and you're going to get to hear from my students and what they took away from the course and how equipped they feel now.
I'm Kimberly, and I sat in on Cameron's last class, and I had the opportunity, if you want to call it that, to be stalked and kidnapped. And let me tell you, it changed my life forever in the way that I view life and the awareness that I walk in now.
My name's James. It's changed me from being a guy who is totally unaware about the dangers in society to someone who has knowledge as to how to protect myself and my family.
Absolutely.
Nicely put. So join us on Sunday,
8 to 10 a.m., We the People Radio.
On AM 1460, KCNR.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:12 in the morning, November the 23rd. It is the day before Thanksgiving, or this could be Thanksgiving, depending on when you hear this. So we try to give our people off on Thanksgiving and things like that. And we try to have it, you know, it's our family here. The people that work here is our family. And so we try to have them here let them get away on the weekends. Oh, not the weekends. I'll work them to death on the weekends. But on holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, we try to get everybody off. Our next guests are Rick and Teresa Hall. And what am I trying to say here? It's not a regular job that you all have. And before we get to you, though, we have somebody on the line. Good morning.
Janet Romero.
Good morning.
And you're here calling about?
I'm calling about our Black Friday special at Haven Humane Society.
That's right. This is a Black Friday special, which means great prices at Haven Humane. Tell me about this.
That's right. We saw all the other places giving Black Friday discounts, and we thought, hey, we could give a Black Friday discount, too. So our adoptions have been discounted for Friday. The dog adoptions are $100, and the cat adoptions are $50, and that includes spaying and neutering, microchipping, vaccinations, deworming, and testing.
Well, so a Black Friday sale at Haven Humane. This is a great idea.
Yeah, and our merchandise is also 25% off. And here's the best thing. None of our animals are made in China.
None of your animals are made in China?
No.
And do any of them have lead poisoning in them?
No lead poisoning.
Okay,
no,
so can the kids lick your dogs and still not get sick?
Well, they won't get lead point.
Can they put a cat in their mouth? And, you know,
they
and
might get hairballs.
They might get hairballs. Okay, well, you know, we don't guarantee hairballs, but we will say they will not get lead poisoning by licking a dog or a cat that they get from Haven Humane.
That's right. They're 100% made in America, I guarantee it.
Okay, you know what? And where else can you buy something that's that you can guarantee made in America, not assembled here, made
right.
here?
Right.
And it could be even under the light of a beautiful moon, too. Who knows?
That's right. And we want to say on Thanksgiving that we are very thankful for all the adopters that come into Haven Humane Society to get their next pet.
Well, you know what? You all do great work down there. So, everybody, go on down. What time does it start?
It's from 11 to 5.
11 to 5, Haven Humane. And you have got you are actually, Haven Humane is putting the is cutting back their prices so people can come in that maybe say, well, you know, I don't have enough money now. But now they can come in and get that dog or get that puppy or that kitten for those kids for Christmas.
That's right. And we do have puppies and kittens as well as adult dogs and cats.
That's right.
And we also have gift certificates for Christmas. So if you know of anybody who'd like a companion animal, a gift certificate is a perfect way to let them come down and pick out their own animal. We get lots of cards and letters from people saying what joy and happiness our shelter animals have brought into their home.
Well, they do. And you know what? You do wonderful work.
Thank you.
We surely appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
We look forward to seeing everybody on Friday.
Everybody, it starts at 11. It goes from 11 to 5. Go on down there and get that. And you know what? Adopt a new family member.
Yes.
There
you
go.
They're wonderful pets.
And they're not made in China, all made in America.
That's right.
We guarantee it. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Before I just stumbled over all my words before when I said I had a Rick and Teresa Haw here. I said when I was talking about they have a non-non, they have a, you don't have a job like other people have when you think about it. You raise alpacas.
Yeah, that's would be considered non-traditional.
Traditional, that was the word. Thanks a lot for a lot of the help you had gave me right there, Bob. You know I have problems with the word traditional and mayonnaise. You know, did you jump in? No, okay, just no. You know what? This is not a non. This you're right. This is not a regular traditional job. So, you know, Teresa, how did you get into this?
Well, I actually had a strong career. And I got hurt pretty badly. And when I got hurt, I was kind of sitting at home feeling sorry for myself. Poor me. And I have three kids. My husband works out of town. And I was pretty crippled up. You know, it was pretty difficult for me to move around. I had a bad fall, and I had memory loss. And I couldn't work. It was pretty clear cut, they said. They did surgery on me, and that helped a little bit. Anyways, I saw the, to make a long story short, I saw the alpacas on TV one day, and I thought, what is that? So I looked into it. I called my husband, and I thought they were the cutest things I'd ever seen. I'd always been an animal lover, and so we looked into it. And then we bought our first alpaca.
Now, people that don't know what an alpaca looks like, I mean, this is not something you put in your little pack and carry around with you.
No, it's not.
This is a four-legged, semi-large animal, isn't it?
They're in the camelid family. The males can range about 250, females about 125, 150. So
those are pounds. Those aren't ounces.
Those
are pounds. These are large animals.
They are considered a livestock, yes. But they're very charming, and we got them for the wool. We now have 23 of them. anyways, I really was a huge transition in life.
You were injured and were really kind of at the end of your rope as far as that goes as being able to do something because what you loved that you had done before was just not possible anymore.
That's right. It was not possible. And I really, really felt that these animals and having something to focus on and something to totally throw my life into that was different really helped, but basically, you know, just
helped you come across that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it helped me get out.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to talk more about this. See, one of the reasons we have Rich and Teresa here is because, again, it goes back to what I believe that the strength of our country is. You laugh sometimes when I talk about Dancing with the Stars and the young man, J.R. Martinez, who had been wounded so severely in Iraq, who did not give up, who kept, he came back, he reinvented himself. And reinvention is so important in our society today with the economy the way it is. And I'm not trying to draw, a parallel or slight what you've done, but you took some hard hits in life. And while you were sitting there, you could have just sat there and felt sorry for yourself and not done anything. But what you did was reinvent yourself. And we're going to talk about that when you come back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, this is the holiday season. This is the season to say, you know what, there is good things in life. There is reasons for going ahead. There is ways to make life a success. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl on the Bot, 8:24 in the morning. Somebody just came by, and not to change the subject, but the Record Searchlight today on the front page had report crime on the rise. And they said how the Reading saw a 321% jump in violent crimes, murder, rape, robbery, and assault. But if you look at the numbers and you use simple math, it's 68%, not 321%. And that's over 5 years. So just look at it and just go, oh, 475, 797, somehow that comes up to 321%. As opposed to 68%. People came, just had to stop by in the studio and say, did you see this? They can't add. Well, they're writers, they're not adders. You might want to check it. I understand is that they may be backing off on that story a little bit. Our guests are Rick and Teresa Hall from Castle Ranch Alpacas. And Teresa was telling us that she had a severe change in her life through injury at work and all this. And was kind of like without... you know, almost without hope, and just sitting there, and then saw an article or saw a TV show on alpacas, and it got, and you were so taken by it that you had to start researching it, and the next thing you know, you have 23 alpacas.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was the best therapy. I really, honestly feel that for anybody out there that has been hurt. That can't do what maybe they've done in the past, that their life has taken a different route, that maybe they should stop and think, you know, do I have a strong support system? Do I need to look into other avenues, other things to do? Get yourself busy. Animals are a huge impact. They really are. A dog, a cat, you know.
You have to take care of something other than yourself. You can stop feeling sorry for yourself and then get into something else with taking care of an animal.
Yes, it's a wonderful therapy.
Now, you from that, though, you all have started making, you've started making things. And you're making socks and slippers and hats and all these from the wool that you have harvested from your alpacas. Is that correct?
Yes, we actually have done very well. We're very active with the wool from the animals. We have, you know, the socks are all 100% USA made. Even the nylon and the elastic is made in the United States. It's through our co-op, and we have a couple of people that help us with the knitting when it gets busy in the winter.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a very viable thing. It's gone from zero to 60.
Okay, well, let me tell people about these alpaca socks. I had opportunity to buy a couple sets of these and used them when I was hunting up in Wyoming when there was snow on the ground. And these work out. These are outstanding socks for the outdoors. And comfortable. And they don't bunch up or anything. And we are going to give away a pair of these socks. The Extreme Alpaca Socks for the first caller at 605-4567. 605-4567. And I can't say enough about the socks. And you're going to get a free pair. It's a great present for somebody or for yourself. And you know, it's cold out there now. And all you have to do is give us a call. 605-4567. And somebody's calling now. And we're going to give you these socks. And they're good socks. What can I say? You know that you have made these changes in your life. And you have succeeded, I would say.
Yeah, I feel like I have. I actually have gotten better somewhat, I think, through the therapy of the animals. I have better pain control. It just takes the focus off of me, okay. Like you said.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. Now, you have a website.
Yes, we do.
And it's Castle Ranch Alpacas, A-L-P-A-C-A-S for us. Spellingchallenge.com, Castle Ranch Alpacas.com, And they can get a hold of you at 247-0554. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And now, what else do you do? And then you also have, where else do you sell the sausage sides? Just online? You sell them other places too, right?
We sell them at the farmer's market.
Okay.
We sell them at the Saturday market and the Thursday Anderson market up till a week before Christmas. And we also sell them, of course, at Enjoy the Store.
Okay, yeah, and Enjoy the Store. That's where I think we found ours there. And Mike, you won the socks. You just have to come on down to 1326 Market Street.
Yes, they kicked me out of Enjoy the Store because I was picking up the socks and the shawls and
rubbing them against your head.
Rub against the cheek. That is really nice stuff, you know.
It really is. It really is. You know, when we come back, we're going to have to take a break here for the news here. And how much more time do we have here? 30 seconds?
About 30 seconds.
Okay. And we'll take a break from the news. We'll come back and then finish up here. Make sure everybody knows where they can get this. And and talk again just a little bit about the importance of not feeling sorry for yourself. And I want to hear from Rick, who's been sitting here dutifully and saying, hey, I know I work in the barn. And I want to kind of know how hard is it to raise an alpaca, and do they spit on you? Like, I'm just wondering about that, because aren't they, like, kind of close to llamas?
Sort of.
Llama spit on them.
They're cousins.
All right, we got to take a break here from the news. We're going to come back, and we get back after that, we're going to talk about...
This is an encore presentation of our previously recorded show.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway. I sit in front of you on the bus. I'm one out of every six Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
There. All moved into our new apartment.
Yep.
Hey, did you call the phone company like I asked?
Ooh.
Cable, the paper?
Well...
renter's insurance. Oh, please tell me you called State Farm.
Of course I did. You say I never listened to you.
We all want to protect our stuff, but your landlord's insurance doesn't cover your stuff. So call your State Farm agent for renter's insurance.
We live where you live.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
This is an encore presentation of our previously recorded show.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebot. It is 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. You know, what can I say? You know, it's a man's last stronghold. Just go in there, enjoy the conversation, get a great haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guests are Rick and Teresa Hall. We've been talking to Teresa about injuries that she had had, and then the alpaca, finding the alpaca as an outlet, and how so much it's helped her, and now they've actually even made it into a business. Now, we have not talked to Rick about it. Now, I understand that you are the alpaca wrangler.
Yeah, I don't know about the wrangler. I'm more the barn manager.
The barn manager, okay. So tell me, you know, are alpacas like cute, cuddly animals, or do
they are.
Step on your foot? Or
they're very docile. They're very sweet. They've got the big, you know, one of the things people comment about is when they first see them or they get to know them a little bit is how they have the biggest eyes. But they all have their little distinct personalities. You know, we have some that stay, of course, at arm's reach, and then we have some that come up and give you little pet kisses on the cheek. And
an alpaca kiss?
Yeah.
Hey, Bad Bob.
Looking for love? Like something that was created by a cartoonist.
Looking for love there?
Yeah.
Would they kiss Bad Bob with his beard?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Okay. Would they graze on it?
Yeah, they'd probably graze on it.
Okay. So
they'd have a couple that get in a fight over one of the parts of the beard or something.
Yeah, that's right. Now, do they bite? They spit? Do any of those things?
They're not an aggressive animal, but they do spit. They're camelidic, and you know, camelidic animals spit, but they're not real aggressive spitters. Usually if I catch a spit, it's because I got in between two of them that were arguing over something stupid like a leaf on a tree or something. You know,
are they very bright animals?
Yeah, they're very bright. And there's 4-H clubs like in Washington, Oregon, and other places that it is a part of 4-H. They click train them for obstacle courses. It's a big competition within the 4-H.
Obstacle courses?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder if we could train just Bob and do something like that. The guy who does our loop.
Click, click.
Click, click. The click, click training, and you give them like little alpaca, you know, bits.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Linda wanted and I wanted to have you on for two reasons. Is one, you're a local business. You sell stuff here, and you have great stuff. But the main thing was that it's a story, again, of triumph over adversity that you two had. And again, that shows during this time is that not quitting, not feeling so sorry for yourself that you just roll into a ball, that there is, you know, that there is hope. There is, you know, if you go out, if you look at it, if you're willing to reinvent yourself, which is the secret here. And Teresa, I'll let you have the final word here.
Final word, you know, if you're out there and you have a drastic change in your life, seek out a support system. It's imperative. Whether it's your church, family, friends, work, whatever, just look for support system. Get out and move as much as you can. That's very important. If you don't have an animal, get an animal. It makes a big difference. Cat, gerbil, dog, alpaca, whatever. and just reach out. Don't let anybody tell you no, you can't. Just reach out, stand up, be strong, and get it done.
You know what? Let's just let that end on that one. This is Rick and Teresa Hall, Castle Ranch Alpacas. You can find their very well made alpaca items, all 100% made through the co-op. Everything is made in the United States through CastleRanchAlpacas.com, or at the Thursday Farmers Market in Anderson, or enjoy the store. Thank you very much for being on today. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We have a number of other things we need to talk about.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is an encore presentation of our previously recorded show.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1468. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has a great day today. You're getting together with all your friends. Hey, you know, what's your favorite type of turkey? You know, somebody give me a call. Yeah, just give me a call and tell me what's your favorite kind of turkey. You know, people fry turkeys. You know, I never knew you could fry turkeys till it's been a while now. But, you know, they say every year 15 homes burn down because the turkey fried and you get carried away.
You don't
away.
Understand the principle of displacement. My brother does a smoked turkey that should be on a banned substances list because it's about as addictive as anything.
Hey, you know, hey, we're welcoming new advertisers to our station. And, you know, there's many. And we already talked about Crackmaster, but Estate Granite and Marble. Can't say enough about Mike and what he has there. Went through their plant, and let me tell you something. We're going to be talking more, bringing Mike in, but you know the secret of making you know your house just be upgraded completely at all different cost to you. It's not expensive. It's just done well, which Mike does. And then R&B Sharpening and Sales. We just like to welcome them to our family here on KCNR because, you know, they're local businesses and we support local businesses and they support us. And if you support us, go on down and to Estate Granite and Marble and the R&B Sharpening and Sales and do the stop by and see them. Say hello. Say you heard it on the station and you know, buy local. Buy local. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Daniel.
Well, you know, I had to call and tell you about my favorite turkey, but, you know, we're talking about buying local. Don't we have a lot of wonderful businesses here in town where we could just stay here and spend our money and keep it here?
Amen.
Oh, wouldn't that be? People spending money here, you know, like we just heard there's a Walmart's down, you know, their stocks are down. And I'm thinking is that, you know, people, you know, again, you know, our litany is you buy local, buy local. If you can't find it, you know, your local stores, then you go to a big box store that's here. Because taxes stay here, the people are being hired from here. So we get a cut of that. And then the last thing you do is leave the town, leave the region, and of course the internet. You know, the internet, and you know, they can do things, you know, cheaper, but it doesn't mean better. That's the big thing.
I absolutely agree 100%. But anyway, my favorite turkey is by and far when you take and put a nice Cajun rub on it, do a little bit of injecting, and then you dip that thing down there and you deep fry it.
Deep fry it. You know, I just can't get into this deep frying. You know, I mean, I've had it before. It's tasty. But, I mean, I don't know, there's just something about deep frying that it, it's, how long do you fry it for?
Well, it works out to be about 3 minutes per pound, so you could have a turkey all the way ready to go in about 60 minutes for a 20-pound turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do with the dressing? The dressing's not in there, is it?
Well, no, but, you know, I'm an old preventive medicine technician, so the recommendation always is don't stick the stuffing in the turkey when you cook it separate in the oven.
You don't stuff the bird, huh?
Well, because you don't want to risk getting the salmonella and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is you can avoid that by making sure that you have a good meat thermometer and you stick it down in deep into the stuffing, too, and make sure you get up to the temperature it should be, which is 180 degrees.
Oh. Well, you know, this is what we get when we have somebody in the medical field here. Okay,
but, you know,
so we have a vote for fried turkey.
Well, it you know, has to be done properly, because just fried by itself, if you fry it in a pan or something like that, it's just not the same. But you know, the really nice thing about the deep fry is if you have your oil getting hot, then what it does is it totally sears it inside and out, so then it steam cooks on the inside because you have that nice crispy shell on the outside.
Yeah, okay. I've got a lot of people making comments right here. You know, like Angel likes she is not a huge fan, but the real question is white or dark meat, and she likes dark meat, and Max doesn't care as long as it's turkey.
So, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Daniel.
Take care.
Another question is they always like stuffing the bird, you know, and I understand that, you know, that you can get kind of strange diseases if it's not cooked and you've got it inside a raw turkey. That to me seems like it would be, you know, tough.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is that, you know, if you are frying turkeys, that leaves a lot of oil left over. Don't pour it down the drains. Yeah, let's give a PSA here for the city. Don't pour the oil down the drains. The city of Reading will pick up that stuff. Don't dump it in the drain. They'll pick it up for you. And you know,
I think what they do is they'll take it at the transfer facility on Abernathy. So you put it in a jug after it's cold, of course. And if you're experimenting with the deep frying for the first time, the rule is do not overfill the container, because you drop the bird in and make sure the bird is completely
thawed. Yeah, it's
got to
be. It can't have any ice in the in the bird, or it will blow up. Is
yeah,
that correct?
Ice and boiling oil react extremely violently, and then oil gets onto the open flames, and then there goes your house. So a little prudence goes a long way.
Yeah. Okay, what we were talking about earlier here, it was that on the front page of the paper, and this is good news, is that they said report crime on the rise. Now, okay, how's that good news? It said Reading led the U.S. from 05 to 10. Now, they're getting their information, the Record Searchlight is, from a New York-based news and opinion outlet. And they showed that the city had a rise of 321%. Because it went from 475 to 797. If you look at that, that doesn't come up to 321%. It comes up to 68%.
Which is still nothing to sneeze at.
But this is over 5 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the kind of thing is when you throw something out like that and, you know, and you use these big numbers, I mean, shouldn't you be checking the numbers? Unless there's other numbers in here that are hidden and not out, but it looks to me as like, you know, when you divide that out, it's not even close to 321%.
I was hearing a commentary the other day that many newspapers have done away with their city editor position. The city editor is the experienced individual who looks over the stories and for this sort of thing, and will keep the reporters in line. Right now, stuff goes straight out of the reporter's workstation straight to the public.
Well, you know, in this case, what it does is it makes the police look bad. It makes it look like, hey, wait a minute here. How could we be doing this bad when we just had a report from the police chief before that? Yeah, it's going up on some, but some others it's dropping. But to say that that we're first because we can't add is, like I said, people thought enough of this. They drove in and beat on the door of the studio and said, look at this. So, okay, maybe they'll get online. We'll get online and take a look at that. We've got to take a break here. It's getting close to that time when you're going to be eating turkey or ham or whatever it is that you all are eating tonight. We want to think about those people less fortunate. We want to think about the Good News Rescue Mission, Loaves and Fishes, and so many other great areas out there, Women's Refuge, that provide dinner, provide some sanctuary for people in this time of need.
May you find yourself among people you care about.
There you go. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Your chances are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is an encore presentation of a previously recorded show.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. No, Carl and the Botland is on assignment today, 8:55 in the morning on November the 23rd. It's going to have a little rain today. It's 46 degrees. We're going to have rain on Thanksgiving. So if you're going to go someplace, leave early. And because most people, we're talking about millions of people on the road this week, this four-day holiday. This is the most traveled season or part of the year. And so it said they estimate millions of cars are going to be on the California highways, not just the nation's highways, but on California's highways. So give yourself plenty of time. There is going to be bad weather when you get out there. Now, let's talk about, you know, in this last 6 or 7 minutes, Bad Bob, let's see if we can just talk about things that are going to be positive.
You know, there is way too much bad news.
There is.
Out
you know,
there.
And it, in the front page of the paper, it's just, you know, I'm not even going to talk about some of the things around it because, frankly, I don't give a damn. You know, we can keep talking about how bad things are. We can continue to do that. And then it becomes self-fulfilling.
Yes.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. People read it. But you talk about things that are positive. Look at that lady that was just in here, Teresa Hill.
Oh, yeah.
She had, cards had been dealt against her. And the she was injured, and she took a look at changing things in a positive sense. We can keep talking about things that are bad.
To paraphrase our theme there, that she didn't let it keep her down. She got knocked down. She got right back up and moved on. And if we figured out how to do that as a nation, where did we lose that?
We lost it someplace. You know, we think about where did that dream die? Where did you feel like you couldn't succeed as a nation? You know, I don't think we're like that. I don't think the nation is like that. I believe our nation still feels, and that's why the anger is here. That's why Occupy Reading is here. That's why the Tea Party is here. They believe this nation can do better. You know, you may not agree with everything they're saying, but they believe this nation can do better and that we're being let down by our political representatives.
Yeah, the self, excuse me, it's like self-serving individuals, yeah.
Okay. All right, you know what? Here's some good things. The Adopt-A-Family program has been helping people for the last 19 years. And you can, these are families that are adopted by individuals, businesses, and groups and provides gifts of clothing, toys, and food. It's coordinated by the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, and it's co-sponsored by the Record Searchlight. Hooray for both of them for doing this. They have to just go to nvcss.org or call the 241-0552, and you've got to do that by December 11th, and you've got to be delivering gifts and things like that for Shasta County. For Tehama in Red Bluff, call 528-8066, and in Siskiyou County up in Yreka, 841-1783. But that's, you know, things that people are doing to help other people. North Valley Bank, one of our advertisers, is they're helping with Another Chance Animal Welfare League to adopt out cats. And they've adopted out 18 cats from the bank itself. You know, they bring them in on Fridays so that people can take a look at the kitties. The other thing, just to, another good thing that's going on is the Salvation Army, when they're doing the kettles, and Linda and I are going to be out there, and we'll give you all plenty of time to come on out and visit us when we start ringing the bell. Let me put it that way. And so when you see the people out there, Salvation Army, ringing the bells, trust me, these are all volunteers. And you want, you know, you kind of go by, you don't want to look at them. Well, look at them. Give them those pennies in your pocket or nickels, because I tell you, it adds up. Give your kids the money. Let the kids learn how to give on something like this. This is just, they're not looking for your paycheck. They're looking for that extra change in your pocket that you got back from that latte you just spent $4 for. Unless you're at, of course, Espresso Joe's, and it's a lot cheaper.
And if you're really pressed, at least thank them for what they're doing. You know, let them know that.
Yeah.
Don't just ignore them and pretend they're not there. Show your appreciation. At least smile and say hello. And say, you know, wish them I'm going to say Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving. They can tell me it's politically correct till the cows come home. I'm still going to say it.
Hey, you know what? Last time I looked, Linda and I own the station. We'll say what we want. You know what? And thank you from everybody in the chat pack here. You know, and as Angel said, I want to wish all of you a very heartwarming Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for, and never take it for granted. And, you know, and people are going this, and, you know, Max, time to start working up an appetite. Well, it's tomorrow's day. You know, and please, again, don't forget our warriors that are deployed. Don't forget our men and women that are out on that wall, that when they have their Thanksgiving dinner, and they will, that they're thinking about home. And let's always think about them and never forget that. So everybody, have a great day on Thanksgiving. Have a safe one with your family. This is Carl and Linda Bott saying Happy Thanksgiving.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Join us this Sunday on We the People Radio with crime and realignment of prisoners, all things economic, difficulties for everyone. It's time to look out for yourself.
You're a downer, Elizabeth.
I'm sorry about that.
We're going to be talking to some fun people, though. We're going to be talking to Cameron Gamble from Project Taken. We have some other folks in the studio with us this week. Cameron, give them a synopsis.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this. We're going to talk about this one-day seminar that we call Project Taken, and you're going to get to hear from my students and what they took away from the course and how equipped they feel now.
I'm Kimberly, and I sat in on Cameron's last class, and I had the opportunity, if you want to call it that, to be stalked and kidnapped. And let me tell you, it changed my life forever in the way that I view life and the awareness that I walk in now.
My name's James. It's changed me from being a guy who is totally unaware about the dangers in society to someone who has knowledge as to how to protect myself and my family.
Absolutely. Nicely put. So join us on Sunday,
8 to 10 a.m., We the People Radio.
On AM 1460, KCNR.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.